Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into a stack of sources on, well, a really provocative idea. It's about how innovation isn't always about sheer grind. Sometimes it's about strategically avoiding it. Our deep dive today, innovation driven by intelligent laziness.
Yeah, it sounds almost wrong, doesn't it? Like corporate heresy. We're always told effort equals value, work harder.
Right.
But our mission here is to unpack this surprising claim. That people who are both lazy yet smart, well, they're often the best at driving real transformative innovation.
Absolutely. You hear innovation, you think long hours, right? Intense focus, that constant hustle.
Mm-hmm.
But the material we looked at suggests breakthrough often comes from, well, cleverly avoiding unnecessary hard work. It's that mm-hmm. tension, isn't it, between effort and efficiency. That's what we need to sort out for you.
And that's the crucial bit, the distinction. We're not talking about just, you know, slacking off.
Yep.
Not pure idleness. We're zeroing in on a very specific type. High intelligence, yes, but combined with this genuine strategic desire to use the least energy possible, they don't hate work itself.
They hate wasted effort.
Exactly. Wasted motion.
Okay, so let's unpack this paradox. Segment one, defining the lazy yet smart innovator. The core argument seems really clear in the sources. This combo, lazy and smart, it's not a bug.
It's the engine.
It's the engine of efficiency. Yeah.
Think about it like this. Their laziness. It's really a deep commitment to efficiency. Seriously.
Yeah.
These are the folks who see a manual process, maybe six steps long, and their first thought is, why six? Can't this be one?
Instantly looking for the shortcut.
If they can get the same result, same quality, but way faster, they will invent that streamlined, minimum effort way every single time. Their internal scoreboard isn't hours worked.
It's effort saved.
Spot on. Effort save.
That totally reframes the word lazy here. It
yeah.
means they challenge how things are done because they value ease and efficiency, not because they're just trying to be difficult or complain.
Right. They're basically hardwired to find the path of least resistance. And chasing that easiest way, it naturally leads them to streamlined, sometimes completely groundbreaking solutions, solutions that help everyone else too.
So they innovate almost out of self-preservation. To make their own lives easier.
Well, pretty much. And if we trace this idea back, where this specific framework comes from, these insights are part of something called Rupesh Dilsay.
Okay.
It's basically an exploration of how efficiency and improving processes are, like, deeply connected to this basic human desire for ease. It shows this isn't just some abstract theory.
It's based on observation.
Yeah, observations about how people actually operate and succeed, especially in, say, corporate life, but really anywhere.
That makes a lot of sense. Not just psychology, but practical observation applied to how organizations work.
Sure.
Okay, if the drive is strategic efficiency, let's get into segment two, the mechanism of innovative laziness. How does this mindset actually lead to innovation? The sources lay out three, like, really key behaviors.
Right. The first mechanism is foundational, the smart, lazy person. They are constantly challenging the status quo.
Okay, and what does that actually look like? It's got to be more than just grumbling about a process, right?
Oh, much more. It means actively questioning established procedures, not just accepting them because, you know, that's how it's always been done, even if it's been standard for ages.
Whereas most people just go along with it.
Yeah, think about cognitive load. It's often easier to just comply than to fight the system, right? People think, it's how we do it. I don't have time to fix it.
But the smart, lazy person sees complying with a bad process as the biggest waste of time.
Precisely. They see a clunky procedure as like a personal affront to their energy levels. They're the ones who'll pause a meeting and ask, hang on, why are we running three different reports here? Isn't all the data in the first one?
Huh. Yeah, I can picture that.
That relentless focus on cutting friction, that's what starts the change. Others are maybe too busy or just too used to the old way to even try. They force companies to actually look at their baked-in systems.
Okay, but here's a thought. Isn't that risky? Challenging the status quo all the time. If everyone just looks for the easiest way, couldn't that, you know, turn into chaos? What stops the actual slackers, the lazy people who aren't smart, from just messing things up?
That's a really good question. And it highlights why the smart part is absolutely essential. The true innovator, the one driven by this intelligent laziness, they don't just point out the problem. They propose a better way, a measurable improvement.
Oh.
They don't just ditch a task. They create a new, more efficient solution, the plain old slacker. They leave a hole for someone else to fill.
Right.
The smart, lazy innovator leaves a solution. They put in a specific burst of energy up front to basically buy themselves infinite rest later on that task.
I see the difference now. The smart part is constructive. It ensures the change helps the system, not just them. Okay, that makes sense. And that leads straight into the second key behavior you mentioned. They actively refuse mindless labor.
Yes. This is huge. Refusing mindless labor is that internal drive to automate, delegate, or just completely eliminate tasks that don't need high-level thinking. Think about the opportunity cost.
Yeah.
Every hour, a really smart person spends doing like basic data entry. That's an hour they're not spending on strategy or solving complex problems.
Oh, this hits home for anyone who's ever manually compiled a spreadsheet that a simple script could have done in seconds.
Absolutely. If a smart, lazy person faces some repetitive manual chore, they immediately start calculating the ROI of automating it.
The return on investment of automation. Love it.
Yeah. If they figure out, okay, this 4-hour task, I'm going to have to do it 6 times this year, that's 24 hours, they'll happily spend, say, 20 hours right now building a system or a script so they never have to touch that manual process again.
So it looks like laziness up front.
But it's actually radical self-interest driving innovation, and it's a massive gift to the whole team, usually. They solve their own future headache, and boom, everyone gets an automated process.
That's a brilliant way to frame it. Innovation driven by calculated effort avoidance.
Which takes us to the third reason, maybe the most subtle one. They expose the process blindness that makes work harder than it needs to be.
This one's critical, especially, I think, in big organizations. You know, hashtag corporate life. Process blindness, it's this sneaky cognitive bias. People who are deep inside a system, running it every day, they eventually stop seeing its flaws, its inefficiencies.
You're just adapted to it. The friction becomes normal, so they don't even register it as friction anymore.
Exactly right. They've habituated to the pain points, and sometimes they've invested so much time learning the complicated way.
Sunk cost fallacy.
Bingo! Sunk cost kicks in. They almost don't want to admit the process is bad, because that would mean acknowledging all the effort they wasted mastering the bad way.
So how does our smart, lazy friend cut through this? Why aren't they blind too? Because they haven't bought into the system yet. Their main goal is immediate ease. They haven't normalized the pain. So when the veteran says, oh yeah, that takes 3 days and 7 signatures, the smart, lazy person just goes, but why? All I need is the result.
They see the roadblocks immediately.
Every unnecessary step feels like a personal hassle to them. They shine a spotlight on these huge, obvious hurdles that everyone else has just learned to climb over without thinking. They force those inefficiencies out into the open because, frankly, unnecessary complexity annoys them the most.
And that exposure, that's what creates the pressure for real organizational change, for innovation. The easy way out they're looking for ends up becoming the new, better way for everybody.
Yeah, you could almost say they act like the organization's immune system, attacking the useless stuff, the inefficiencies that just drag everyone down. It's a really powerful dynamic, turning a personal preference for an easier life into a win for the whole group.
Okay, so let's quickly recap then. We've hit on 3 key drivers of innovation that come from this strategic avoidance of pointless work. First, challenging the status quo to find better paths.
Right.
Second, refusing mindless labor, pushing for automation, or just getting rid of it. Mm-hmm. And third, exposing that process blindness that keeps everyone stuck doing things the hard way.
It's a really compelling way to look at things, isn't it? Makes you rethink what counts as productive effort versus just necessary effort. Mm-hmm. And this whole framework, this idea that lazy yet smart people drive innovation through smarter design, this comes from the insights gathered under the name Rupesh Dilsay.
Okay. And just to be clear for everyone listening, give us the context there.
Right. So Rupesh Dilsay, it translates to Rupesh from the heart. It represents the thoughts and observations of Rupesh Jain based on his life experience. These are practical takeaways, you know, hashtag life lessons applied to how things work, especially in the workplace.
Got it. Real world observations, not just theory.
Exactly. It's kind of an invitation to think about strategic idleness, maybe, as a valuable skill.
Which leaves us perfectly poised for our final provocative thought for you, the listener, to chew on this week.
All right.
If refusing mindless labor is a key path to innovation, take a hard look at your own workload, your daily grind. What is one unnecessarily hard, repetitive task you're doing right now? Something that eats up time but doesn't really require your best thinking. Find that task, that point of friction, and ask yourself, how can you prioritize solving it, automating it, or just eliminating it this week? Go find your own opportunity to innovate your way out of unnecessary effort.